The Catholic Apostle of our Father, Saint Peter, my beloved. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer shall live in the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of man, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past time in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lawlessness, lust, drunkenness, rivalries, drunken parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking devil of you. They will give an account of him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominant forever and ever. Amen.